Support for WILL is provided by Risk Management Commodities, presenting a winter planning meeting on Monday, January 20th at the Best Western Hotel and Conference Center in Lafayette, Indiana. Registration begins at 5 with dinner served at 5:30. RSVP to 866-837-9027.
Good morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with our mid-morning commodity market report. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter May wheat, 628 down 3/4. July, 624 and a half down 2 3/4. Soft May wheat, 582 down 4 1/4. July, 588 and 3/4 down 4 1/2. March corn, 429 down 2 1/2. July, 443 and 3/4 down 2 1/2. And December, 452 and 3/4 down 3 3/4, now 3 1/4. March soybeans, 1317 up 10. July, 1279 1/4, now 79 1/2 up 6 3/4. And November, 1117 1/2 down 2. March soybean meal, 433.70 up 3.60. March soybean oil, 37.99 up 23, now up 22. February live cattle, 138.42 1/2 up 77 1/2. January feeders, 169.30 up 70. And February lean hogs, 86.62 1/2 up 62 1/2.
This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Bates Commodities in Normal. Bates Commodities can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at batescom.net.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the commodity markets is Jackie Vakes of Stewart Peterson Group. She is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Jackie. I want to talk a little bit on the livestock side first, because the bulls have really been in charge of these markets for a while, and I'm wondering how much more upside potential do you see in cattle and hogs?
Well, you know, I think right now we have a combination of things going on there, Dave. I believe that we have speculators over in that market, both in the cattle and in the hog market, and they're being supported basically by the large moves in cash. We've seen some really big, like yesterday, up $4.10 on cutouts. Because when you look at the choice select number, it on cattle at least, it does not at all support going to where we are. So, you know, today we tried to get up to the old contract high on the April cattle. Didn't make that. Did manage to put in a new contract high on the February cattle. And so I think, how much more can it go? I believe that we are just sitting on the edge. We're kind of like Humpty Dumpty at the moment. And the minute that it starts to turn the other way, I think it could go down very, very rapidly. We could lose $3 in this market or more. But at the moment, cash continues to support. And, you know, we haven't got any cash business going on at this stage. The asks out in the country are 140 to 141. We had the 140s down in Texas last week. So if we follow that up, we'll probably continue to trade in this area, but the range will become smaller. It won't be nearly as large as what we've been seeing in terms of the dailies. Like yesterday and today are both really nice size ranges. I think it will get to be smaller, and then we'll trade sideways for a while before we really know what's going on.
I know these prices really are hitting the retail market.
Oh, yes. Yeah, there's no question. And, you know, it normally takes a while before the retail market really gets hit. And so, you know, when you look at the hog side of things, we're already $6 almost ahead of cash. And so the old adage in our industry is one has to meet the other. You know, either the futures are going to come down or we're going to actually see cash come up. And at this point in time, with the specs being in the market, especially in the hog market, it's a pretty dangerous place to be.
Turn our attention then to the grains side of commodity trade, grains and oil seeds. Since Friday's announcements from USDA, we got a little bit of a pop in the marketplace, but nothing there really to sustain the upside on multiple day moves, especially in the corn market. Can you see this corn market just continuing now to drift sideways to lower?
I think that that certainly is the direction at the moment. Tomorrow will be a big piece of information that comes out when we look at what the estimates or what the actual export sales are. You know, can we sell corn at this level? We know we sold 106,000 tons of beans this morning of new crop, and so that came out. China bought corn right before the report last week, Friday. So, you know, that was more, when you looked at old crop corn, you know, we were down in that 406 to 410 mm-hmm. level. So the big teller will be, can we sell corn? And it may not be this week's report. It may be next week's report. Same thing when you look at the beans. You know, we have NOPA crush coming out today. But, you know, the interesting part is beans are supported, old crop especially, are supported right now because of tight U.S. stocks. But in the long term, demand for soy meal coming out of China has just been amazing, and it's primarily because of all the expansion into aquaculture. And so, you know, that's another new territory that we don't think about often when you talk about consumption. And it should help us on corn, too, eventually, but for right now it's not doing much. So I think tomorrow's estimates or export sales are going to be the key for the rest of the week at least.
Soybeans, the January contracts went off the board yesterday. I believe January went off at 1339,
mm-hmm.
and that's a fairly interesting target number for the March, it would seem to me, if you could get there, if the bulls could get it there before South American supplies come online in something like 4 weeks.
Well, that's just it. You know, I think that... that's the question that's on everyone's mind. Can we get it to 1339, and how many people will pull the trigger and do any kind of selling? We haven't seen a tremendous amount of selling coming out of the countryside, so I think that's very viable. And if you actually look at a weekly chart, you know, it was only 3 weeks ago that we actually hit 1339 and a quarter, and so why wouldn't we try to go back there? Would be the question that I would be asking myself. When it comes to, I guess, you know, the thing that could make it stumble a bit is if we suddenly don't see any old crop sales to China and everything just kind of sits back and lumbers along. You know, when you look at a bean market that's as heavily forward sold as we are on beans, actually above the expectations, and the deliveries are at 67% of the guesses right now. We have a long way to go in the rest of this year. We could very easily see China just kind of sit back and say, no, we're not going to buy anything because these prices are too high. But, you know, you never know what they're going to do.
Looking at the February WASDE report, is there any potential that we will see U.S. ending stocks in corn drift even lower than they are now?
Well, I would. My bias is that before we end the crop year, we have the opportunity to be able to be back up to the 1.8 billion. In other words, that's another 350 million in demand.
Mm.
Will that happen? Will we see something on the February report? Is a really, really good question, Dave, because the USDA at this stage of the game didn't do anything on exports.
Exactly.
On this report. So I do think that there's a possibility that we could see it bumped up. But, you know, that's one of those reports that really doesn't seem to mean a whole lot every year. So maybe this year it will. But, you know, we saw the ethanol production report come out today, and, you know, we were down 5.5% this past week, compared to up 10.7% last year. So that's going to be a key, too, because even if they bump the exports, might they take down some ethanol? Those are always the questions you have to be asking yourself. You know, this is the kind of a year, Dave, when, you know, if you've made sales in cash, if you're hedged, you really need to be prepared for both sides of the market. And one of the things I think that's interesting is if people are not using short-dated options, they should be looking at them.
Okay. Thank you, Jackie.
Thank you, Dave.
Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group. She's in Champaign, Illinois. March corn, 4.28¾, down 2¾. July, 4.43¼, down 3. December, 4.52¾, down 3¼. March beans, 13.17¼, up 10¼. Novies, 11.16½, down 3. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana.